What's up, guys? Hi. What's up? Hell yeah. Look at you. You fucking British people. Look at you Brits. What's up? Oh, good. Duct tape for no fucking reason. Why is there duct tape on this shit? If you fucking break something, you know? Tape it together. Where the fuck is,
like, in case you get confused, that, you know?
What the hell's going on, man? This is good. Why is there fucking duct tape here? All right, look. Here, dude, congrats. Oh, no, that's okay. Here you go. There you go. That's, she collects duct tape. She was on Hoarders on that fucking show. She just loves duct tape. So if you can catch your episode on Hoarders, it's on YouTube, dude. What is up, man? Hell yeah. You guys are honestly, you're way too excited, dude. You're way too excited. It's not going to be that good. I'm going to try so hard, but I don't know. No, don't run. It's not worth it. Trust me. Just walk. Take your time. We'll get into it. You just missed. There was duct tape on the fucking thing. And that's it, really. And then the lady from Hoarders came up and took her duct tape. You know what I mean? What's up, man? You got the cross body bags. You got fucking British dudes in fucking tracksuits and shit. You know what I mean? With the fucking hair and the beard and shit. What we doing, mate? You know what I mean? That shit. I was in Copenhagen and fucking Stockholm and all that. I understood them more than you guys. What we fucking doing, mate? What we doing? You got your duct tape. You going to do stand-up, you got duct tape, eh? All right, it's just what you fucking need. The airport's too far. Dude, get a fucking closer airport, dude. Are you kidding me? I might as well have just driven from Denmark. It's so annoying. We flew and we landed and then we got in one of those Volvos, you know what I mean? With the big backs and shit. By the way, I love the station wagons. We don't have those in America. Here, you guys fucking keep all your, I don't know what, pastries in the back or whatever the fuck, but you cross, put everything in the fucking trunk, in the cross body bag, let's fucking go. Get all your duct tape and transport it. Put it in a fucking fucking, dude. I don't know. I don't know, you know? I think I sound like, when I do a British guy, I sound deaf, you know? Oh, what's going on? Hey, what are you saying? I got no idea what you're saying. Dude, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, we got in the Volvo and then and we drove. It's like a fucking hour and a half, bro. And then the driver was like, oh, dude, he wouldn't shut up. And you know what? You know, and it was fine, but because he was nice as shit, but I wasn't in the mood to be, you know what I mean? When someone's nice, you got to be nice back, you know? You got to be like, oh, right? But I was so tired, and I was with two other people, so I was like, they better be fucking nice for me, you know what I mean? I used to go on the road with a guy, and he would open for me, and anytime someone, the Uber driver would talk, I would just be like this. Be nice to the fucking guy. I don't want someone tweeting about how Crystal Lee is a piece of shit. But that happened anyway. And so, yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. We're doing it, man. Look at you guys with your fucking haircuts and shit. British people get fucking haircuts, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, do me up right. Do me up right. Fucking take a lawnmower to it. I don't care. Fucking don't get hair on me tracksuit, mate. That's why I got the duct tape to just fucking get it off. Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about, man. What? I don't know. I was walking across the bridge and shit, and they got all those nuts and stuff for sale. Like, who decides that, you know? Well, I didn't see one person buying those fucking nuts. The guys just, there's like fucking six guys out there just like, in case anybody wants nuts, we have nuts. People are just walking by. What the fuck are you doing, mate? Don't want nuts, you fucking. Oh, wait, I gotta tell you the most British fucking message I got from a guy.
on my DM. This is fucking hysterical. I don't know what any of it means, okay? But wait, and then I'll start the show, okay? This is what the guy said. I'll start the show. Oh, wait, no, I okay, here it is. I saved it. Here. So, all right, so here, this is what he wrote to me. Someone translate this fucking shit? Chris. Oh, no, okay, I'll do it in what I think he sounded like. Chris, thank fuck I watched your story earlier. That's so bad. People in America are idiots. They're like, oh, he's really British. Chris, thank fuck I watched your story earlier. I booked my ticket this morning. The moment I was paid, would have booked it last week, but spunked me pay. In America, that means he jacked off on cash. Ah, that's me money. Fuck yeah, mate. That's what that means. So I don't know what that means. I thought it was tomorrow night and I was so looking forward to... Wait, hold on. This dude is playing Mad Libs. All right, so I thought it was tomorrow night and I was so looking forward to pie mash beforehand. And a few beers before I saw you. Pie mash? What the fuck is that? That's also sexual, you know what I mean? Instead, I rushed home after work, got to London, and there's a Scottish pipe playing plonker. Playing outside the center, R.E. I'm on my own. Is there any chance having a suite up front? If there is a spare one, what the fuck is this guy talking about? A pie mash in America is two lesbians fucking. That's what it is, dude. And then a guy comes over and spunks his pay all over it. That's hilarious, right? I don't know, maybe not to you. You're like, oh, this is fucking regular shit. fuck, dude, look at some of you guys. Some of you guys look like fucking assholes, dude. Just fucking straight up, dude. Fucking for fuck's sake, dude. Fucking do me up right. Get the... Yeah, I want it to fade. Yeah, there's a beard, but I want it to stop at the beard and then fucking slowly morph back into fucking air. You understand? I know there's a fucking beard, mate. You don't fucking understand. I woke up bright and early, I ate beans and a tomato, and now I'm fucking stuffed from beef. Then I fucking want it to stop right here, okay? Disappeared, right? Yeah, I fucking know it's a beard, all right? It stops. Then, fucking the skin, mate, right here. And then fucking gradually just fucking until there's fucking hair up here like there is down here. This way, if I fucking turn my face upside down, it's the same. The fucking skin is always right here. You flip it over, it's still there. It's so funny you guys are laughing at this, dude. Like, I don't know. I was like, I'll probably just go up and do my act, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. They say London audiences are tough, but I think those comedians just suck. Okay, I fucking bombed in Oslo. We all have our nights. Yeah, dude, what's up? Alright, so I'm happy to be here. I gotta leave tomorrow. I gotta go to Ireland. That's gonna be so annoying. But I'm just thinking, who are those nuts for out there on the fucking bridge? Has anybody here ever got those fucking nuts? Nobody's fucking got the nuts. One fucking lady. And it was just, well, yeah, how long you crossed that bridge? How many different times?
I was actually with Americans.
Ah, that's fucking amazing. That's amazing. Some fucking CUDA moron just standing there. Oh, is this is what they do? I want the full British experience. Fuck it. Nuts for some reason, please. Nuts. I'll have nuts. I'll have nuts. Why y'all don't have hair right here? What's up with this hair in the tracksuits? What the fuck is wrong with you guys? What about do me up right? What is do me up right? Well, I can't say that in a different accent. I have to say it in the fucking do me up right. Do me up right. All right, cool. Oh, are there fucking chairs? Oh, there's up there. You got fucking seats up there. Like this is a fucking hockey game. Do you even know what hockey is? Cricket? I don't know what the fuck you guys do. All right, so, man, I'm happy to be here. I've never performed in London ever in my life. Yeah, it's so cool. And here I am in a fucking place someone would give a TED talk, dude.
Your average listener, you know what I mean? Like, really fucking. I'm here to talk to you about sugar.
Dude, remember that time in like 2017 to 2020 when people would just send you TED Talks? Fuck those people, dude. You'd be like, oh, you gotta listen to it. No, I fucking don't. And you know what? You'd be like, ooh, I'm smart. And you start to listen to it. And then how many times were you like, this is fucking stupid, right? Anyway, welcome. You missed so much, dude. Does anyone want to fill her in or what? Welcome, welcome. What?
That's fast.
Huh? This fucking guy. Like we're in his living room or some shit. You got a spare seat, something, man. Yeah, Sherlock. How you fucking figure it out? It's right here. What's up? What do you need? You need it? What are you trying to do? What are you, a fucking mooch? You're trying to get some free seat up here? You paid for that one, bitch. I'm kidding. If you come up here, that just make sure. Bring me some nuts, dude. You look like a British dude. This is a British dude right there. Oh, what? Really, bro? Okay. But for real, though, dude. You got some confidence. What the fuck is this guy doing? You don't even know where your seat is, and you're just like, oh, I'll figure it out. He's fucking up on stage. Fucking, how did you come over here? It's there. You don't know where you were. You were already sitting in that seat, weren't you? Oh, you weren't? Oh, okay. Okay, all right, okay, fine. And then, so you're with her, though, right? Oh, you're with him?
Yeah.
You're on your own? That's cool, bro. I like that. A lot of comedians would make fun of that, and I will, too. But, you know, no, that's cool. I like when people come alone. I came to fucking London alone. Fuck, man. I came here alone. I fucking, you know. Whatever. I go back. I'm just happy to be out of the house, you know? You know what I mean? Wait, hold on. Before I even start, what were you talking about over there? About the spare seats? You wanted to know if there were more seats up front?
Yeah.
Super fucking to the point. Thank you, bro. Yeah. Welcome. Have a seat. Anywhere. Take a spare seat. Take that guy's fucking seat that he's been eyeing. And quick, take it before this guy gets confused and sits down in it. Welcome. Oh, you a fucking bird over there, bro. Fucking guy. The penguin is over here, fucking.
Man, one ticket to Crystal Inn.
Ooh, nuts on the way. I have to get to my act, dude. To fucking... These chairs, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. Booby trapped. All right, you know, I'll get into it. Is everybody sitting down, dude? Come on, fucking sit down, bro. Get it. Look at him. Look at his bitch ass walking with the fucking... You can't, you know what I mean? One drink and you can be the man. You can be the man if you have one drink. You got two drinks, you're a fucking bitch, dude. You're a fucking bitch, dude, yeah. Yeah, I got two drinks and nuts for some reason. Fucking bitch ass, dude. Oh, yeah, excuse me, pardon me. Yeah, excuse me. That's some bitch ass shit, huh, Bird? So funny, dude. So funny. All right, well, here we go. Here we go. Well, we got the fucking fellas out here tonight. Look at these dudes. Hell yeah. This is good. Are you guys together or no? No, you're solo? Bro, I got somebody I want you to meet. What's up, man? Do me up right, man. I'll go get drinks. He comes back. I got you drinks.